We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Pete George Experience. And today we're going to talk about travel. And if you didn't know or haven't read my bio, I've worked in travel for many a year over various different periods, and I'd like to share what I have learned, what I know, what I enjoy. And to start it all off, we're going to talk about how to get out of Australia and to our favourite place, Bali. So the nuts and bolts of it is Bali, 6 hours from where we are in Brisbane. There's multiple airlines that fly from Brisbane to Denpasar, which is where the main, well, it's not technically Denpasar, it's more Legian Way. So to get there, there's Bartik Air, Virgin, and Jetstar, and out of Melbourne and Sydney, there's also Garuda, and I think there's AirAsia out of Western Australia, but most of the mainland states have the three, so that's pretty cool. This time we've chosen Jetstar, to much of people's dismay. Why are we flying? They've just released some new times. They normally fly at 7:30 in the morning, and that's when Bartik, which is who we normally fly with, fly as well. But they've got a 4 o'clock in the afternoon flight that gets in at 9, and they've got on the return flight, they've got a 1 o'clock flight in the afternoon that gets you back at 8:30 at night. So it's a bit better than arriving at 5:30 in the morning. So booking direct with the airlines is pretty cool. There's also Webjet, webjet.com.au, so you can book through those places, but they're all pretty good. Despite some of the things that have happened since they've come back from COVID, but I think they're getting better and better. So we'll only wait and see. We use booking.com for our Uber bookings, but we stay at a homestay. So that's what we do there. Now, before you leave, let's take a step back. As soon as you make a booking, I suggest that you take out travel insurance. Now, there's a few around. Passport and Covermore are both Australian call centres, so that's pretty cool. So not here to talk about travel insurance too much, other than once you've made a booking and paid some money, take it out. And as I always told people when I worked in the travel industry, if you can't afford travel insurance, you can't afford to travel. And I still stick by that. So the next part to the journey is to check your passport. Bali's pretty strict, and I think a lot of countries are getting a little bit more strict on how your passport is in the way of condition, and any little tears, watermarks, anything that looks like it's been defaced, and you get to be in a little bit of trouble. Just recently, Australian woman was refused the outbound flight here in Australia because there was a small tear in her passport, and immigration knew here that she wouldn't make it through immigration in Bali. So she was refused the flight and then had to go and get a new passport. The other thing too is that most countries require you to have a minimum of 6 months past the expiration or whatever the word is, that your passport expires whilst you're overseas. So if you take your end date, the safest way is to take your end date of travel, add 6 months, and if your passport falls within that period, you will need a new one or you will be refused entry or exit. So that's another part. So that'll get you out of the country. Then what we normally do is we actually do the visa on arrival. So you need a visa to enter Bali. It's around about $50 Australian, so 500,000 rupiah per person. And it can be done online, which I'll leave the official link, because there's a lot of immigration agencies that will try to do it for you and they'll charge you more. The link will be in the show notes for you that you'll be able to click on. And you just fill it out. It's quite simple. Yes, you have to upload your passport and photos and things like that, but it's pretty much instant that a couple of days, I think, at worst, depending whether they've got holidays or not over in Bali, which will hold things up a little bit. So that gets you your visa. And there's also now $140,000, so $14 tourist tax, which I am still learning a little bit about. So hopefully I can tack that on. I'll find out a little bit more. It's paid on arrival there, I'm assuming. But I'll check with my mate Oki at What's Up Bali, a good little channel to watch. So that gets you from here to there. Another bit of advice that I will give, don't take too much cash or change your money here. You'll get more, take your Australian dollars, because you'll get more over there than you will here for your dollar. And most of the money changers at the airport are very reputable. And there we go. So that's roughly getting from here to there. Now, once you get to Bali, hopefully they've upgraded them a bit more, and you now don't have to go and stand at immigration and have them look you up and down like I get every time I go there, and they're sort of a bit grumpy. So now they've got automated gates. So basically you scan your passport, scan your visa on arrival, and then wait a minute and you'll get another confirmation to show, and then you just go to luggage, grab your bags, and out through immigration. So they're improving all the time. And, so this is the first in the little snippets to get you into Bali safe. The next episode will be how to get out and about in the cheapest way possible. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Pete George Experience, and make sure that you subscribe on Spotify and all of those wonderful things, Apple Podcast. So if you go to petergeorge.com.au, there's a whole list there that you can actually join up or sign up to. And also there should be a little flag come up on the website where you can join the mailing list. So we'll do that once a fortnight, and then you'll be up to date with everything that we do, because we don't just talk about travel, we talk about everything that affects us in today's world, and especially for people over 50. So as I always say and end my shows, wake up and be the best version of yourself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.